You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we were talking about light rail, possibly, it hasn't been confirmed, but possibly expanding in the Mile High City to take people out to Red Rocks. And, I mean, I think that'd be a cool thing. That would be great. And Jeremy muttered something about bicyclists.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to tick him off right off the bat. But, yeah, I said something about, oh, maybe some of the cyclists could use that light rail because they clog up the roads up there. Something like that, I
think. Yes, you did.
Yeah. And they do. They really do. And, yeah.
It's their right. You know, you can't even conceal your feeling. Why are you trying to conceal your feelings? Just say it. Blurt it out.
Well, I'm not alone. I'm in camp.
Be you.
I'm in camp that cyclists can tend to be annoying sometimes on the road. That's the camp that I'm parked in.
I have to laugh about this because I was telling Jeremy that I have such internal conflict over all of this because there were times where I was a cyclist, not so much anymore, but I love the fact that they're out getting exercise. I love that, you know, Colorado's a beautiful biking state.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. So I love all of that. But the internal conflict comes when I will come around a bend on a little two-lane road and traffic is backed up because of one dude on a bicycle and nobody can go around because it's a windy two-lane road. You can't see oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
And it's like,
don't they ever just kind of go to the right a little bit more? Maybe just stop for a second, let the 50 cars go by, and then just start pedaling again. That you never see that. Why is that?
I don't. You know, I wonder
if
it's like
trip.
Like when I go on my walks or runs or whatever, I don't like to stop. I like to keep that little timer thing going.
Yeah, I get it.
I see what you're saying. I do.
But you got that little dorky mirror on the side of your bike, and you can obviously see that they're stacked 50 deep behind you. It's like just take 2 seconds, take a breather, and let them go, and then ring, ring, ring,
and then start a new line of
ring,
cars
ring, ring,
behind
ring.
You.
Yeah, you know.
So I'm trying to see both sides of this because I really want to support those of you who are bicyclists. I really do. But listen to this note we got from Evan. He says, speaking as someone who bikes 5 days a week, I'm one of the cyclists who actually feels bad about what I'm doing to traffic, but at the same time, my options for where to ride are pretty limited. You would be stunned to hear what people yell at me as they pass me. There have even been little kids who lean out car windows and curse at me. He says, I'm just trying to get some exercise, and I never do it during busy times like rush hour, but some people are just very angry, and they take it out on me.
Yeah.
Shout out to my fellow cyclists.
Hey.
Be strong.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not condoning any of that. That's horrible. There's videos all over YouTube of people being really mean to cyclists and even hitting them. I mean, obviously, don't do that. That's horrible.
Go to jail for that.
That's absolutely 100% horrible. But if you're riding on the street and there's a sidewalk right next to you.
Well, then I've wondered about that because I've had people tell me that it's against the law for a bicyclist to ride on a sidewalk.
I've heard that too. I don't know. But when I see that the sidewalk is wide open for miles as I'm riding next to this guy, yeah, just hop on the sidewalk. Just do that.
I have to look that up right now. Colorado law.
I'd like to hear from some cyclists if they kind of do the power trip move, if they are riding down Waterton Canyon or something and you have the right to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't move over, is it? I mean, can somebody be honest with me and say it's a little bit of a power trip? Yeah, I'm holding up traffic, and I can. I feel like there's a handful of them kind of a power move.
You know, a handful might be right. I mean, people are different, and you are going to have. I don't think that's anywhere near the majority, but yeah, there will always be a handful. But that's true with any. You know, there'll always be a handful of asses in. Yeah. You know, in every set of something, there'll always be the subset of jerks. Colorado law. There is no statewide law in Colorado that bans bicyclists from riding on sidewalks. So I was told that it is against the law. So now that argument is out the window.
Random Shelley just texted us and said it's illegal. You will get a ticket. So I don't know if she's some sort of
not
sidewalk expert or
not. Though I just did a search on it and it says Colorado law.
Okay.
It is not illegal for cyclists to ride. I think it's just that we've all been told that.
Let's get them up on the sidewalk.
And so everyone just shares it, right?
And honestly, like, if I was a cyclist, I would want to be on that sidewalk. Like,
it
I'm
seems
putting
so
myself
dangerous.
In that position. I don't want all those cars zipping past me. If there's a wide sidewalk, get me on it. That's where I'm riding. And
so
I mean, I just bought an e-bike last year, and that was one of the things I've told myself is like, I'm not going to ride in the road. I'm just doing sidewalks and back trails.
And trails and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
So the closest grocery store to my house is a small one, and it's 3.5 miles from my house. And it's on those little windy two-lane country roads. And there's no real shoulder at all. And there's no sidewalk of any kind. It's just wild area. And Gretchen keeps talking about wanting to take her bike. She's got one of those cruiser bikes. And she says, I'm going to take it out to the store. And I'm like, don't do it. You will die. These cars are doing 50 to 65 miles an hour on these little two-lane country roads. There's no real shoulder. You will die. If you do that, so
you will die.
Where I live, I mean, cyclists have no choice but to be on the road.
Well,
here's Lisa saying it is not state law. It is up to the individual municipalities.
Municipalities. Oh, well, I don't know.
I guess that makes sense. So in Jeffco, is it against the law?
Hell if I know.
And I'm with you. If I'm a cyclist, I want to be on the sidewalk.
I don't want an F-250 riding my back tire all the way.
It's much more easy to navigate people walking on a sidewalk than it is a 2.5-ton automobile.
Remember when I had to stop short in downtown Denver? I stopped because traffic, like, and I was in the downtown Denver streets, and there was a cyclist behind me, and I heard, and then I looked in my rear view, and it was down my back window because he was following too close in traffic and I had to brake and he hit the back of my, I think I had a Jeep at the time, totally face planted into my Jeep. That was awesome. Do you feel like runners or cyclists that they're like, that's all that defines them? Like all the people I know that are cyclists, that's all they talk about. They're like vegans and somebody with food allergies. That's all they talk about. And they're always driving around with their bike on the back of their Subi, even if they're not riding. They've always got some sort of bike and gear on.
Listen, Jeremy, I do not want to agree with you on this, but I will.
It's like, the guy that rode in, bike 5 days a week. Okay, Eddie, or whatever your name was. Good for you.
Well, he's just using that for context to show that he's out
there. He slipped in his brag that, you know, I'm better than you because I bike 5 days a week. I just got to hit the open road, man. I got to hit the open road. Got to get my pedals in, man. Do you guys bike? I bike. Do you see the biking stickers on the back of my 4Runner? I just bought a new bike rack.
I shouldn't have brought this up. Jeremy is going to... He's going to war with us.
You know these people.
Jeremy's going to war with cyclists.
It's like how I was going off on people that make raviolis the other day. That's a pretentious move. Bicyclists are somewhat pretentious in that camp, too. That's all they talk about. I'm so superior because my shoes click in. Somebody's going to bike down here and punch me in the face.
Here we go. I'm just going to sit back and let you do it. This one's all you. Here I am, all tortured and conflicted, and you're like, I hate them.
They don't like loose-fitting clothes because they're just used to wearing tight spandex.
My God, we used to have a general manager of our radio station who occasionally would bike to work, and he always wore the tightest pants anyway. He was known, if he wore jeans to work, they were like he was poured, like they were painted on. And he would come to work every once in a while wearing his bike shorts.
Yeah.
And they were like one size too small.
An HR violation today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. There was like nothing left to the imagination. And I remember like our office manager was like had her head down at her desk and he had walked in and was standing right across from her desk, you know, eye level.
Yeah. Whoa.
And she had her head down and was writing and she looked up right at eye level and there was his whole groinal area in
right
these
there.
Tiny little bike shorts. And she said,
and she fell in love.
They'll be celebrating 3 years married next year.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here come all the text messages. Listen, if you're texting for the first time and you've never done it, put your first name on there because we'd like to know who you are. Somebody who didn't sign their name said, runners don't want bikes. on the sidewalks. It's dangerous for the runners. Yeah, but you know what? At least runners and bicyclists, I'm on trails all the time. And I'm going to tell you right now, cyclists and runners have an agreement about how to handle that. Runners and cyclists, I think, get along, maybe not perfectly, but they get along 5 times better than cyclists and motorists.
Yeah.
So if it's going to come down to, like, which of the two, I'd rather runners and bicyclists have their little agreement on how to handle right-of-way versus a bike and a pickup truck.
On the left.
Yeah.
On the left. I love the joke, Justin. I love it. A cyclist, a CrossFit guy, and a crypto bro walk into a bar, and everybody knew within 2 minutes.